My name is Alicia Sell, and I'm with Roanoke Public Libraries, and today is February 23rd, 2008, and we are at Jerusalem Baptist Church. I am interviewing Miss Laura Marguerite Tolliver, and also sitting in with us today is Anita Louise Ollie. So thank you for being with us today. I'm going to start the interview by asking you some background questions about yourself. Can you tell me, and this is a slight repeat of what I asked you to fill out on the form. Can you tell me again when and where were you born?
I was born August 25th, 1917, in Bodytot County, Virginia, Buckhannon, Virginia.
Okay. And when did you come to Roanoke?
To live, I came to Roanoke in 1954.
And why did you come to Roanoke?
My husband and I moved here from Forest, Virginia, and we came here to get a job, to work.
Okay.
And we got a job.
What job did you do?
I worked for Shenandoah Life Insurance Company for 24 and a half years.
Mm-hmm. And what did your husband do for
my husband
living?
Was a chauffeur for Dr. E.G. Gill.
Dr. Gill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he drove him around town? And,
yes.
Okay. Let's see. When you moved to Roanoke, what streets and neighborhoods did you live on?
When I moved to Roanoke, I lived on Roy Avenue, somewhere.
And do you still live in the
same house?
Still
live in the same house.
Okay. Did you and your husband build that house, or
no,
was it already built?
It was already built. That was built in 1927. That house was built in 1927.
Okay. Can you describe that house for us? Can you describe your house for us? For instance, is it brick? Does it have a garden? Does it have a front porch?
It's a square-built house with a big, pretty front porch, front yard with the hedges near the porch, and in the back, it's a big backyard with boxwoods down the walk.
Did you have a garden in it ever?
No, nope, never had a garden, just had flowers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We'll talk a little bit about your early childhood, even though it's not in Roanoke.
Okay.
Can you tell me your parents' names and what did they do for a living?
My parents' name was John Barnett and Mary Barnett. And he was a sharecropper for a long time. But he bought his home, and he worked hard sharecropping and also worked for the Highway Department of Virginia.
Did your mother work?
No.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had two sisters, and Dorothy Barnett Cowan and Blanche Barnett Ferguson, and they both have passed.
Okay. Where did you fall in the order of girls?
I was the second girl.
You were the second. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have extended family members living by you growing up? Like your grandparents or aunts and uncles?
No, I don't remember any grandparents. I had an aunt and an uncle that lived about a fourth of a mile from us. And the aunt was a Mrs. Waldron, and she had two girls. And they have both passed.
Did you play with your cousins
yes.
a lot?
Yes, and we went to school together.
Where did you go to school in Buckhannon?
Lily of the Valley School. And it's about 6 miles, 6 miles south of Buckhannon.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get to school?
Walked to school. We walked 3 miles to school every day. Mm-hmm.
What kind of, you said your dad was a sharecropper, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have chores growing up around your house?
Oh, yes. We always had to work in the garden. We always had to milk. I had to milk the cow. Things like that. Work in the garden and help with the farm.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I guess I did. At that time, you didn't know any better. Yes.
Were you aware of Roanoke when you were growing up?
Oh,
had
yes.
Heard of
Oh, and yeah.
Did you ever come into Roanoke?
Yes. Yes, we had relatives here.
Did you like, what was it like when you came to visit Roanoke growing up?
Very seldom I came to visit Roanoke. When I did come, I come to go to the store or something like that. And we thought going to the 5 and 10 cent store was something grand. That's where we went. We'd come to Roanoke to visit. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a car growing up, or what kind of transportation did you have available?
We would ride the Greyhound bus to Roanoke.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So you said you went to Lily of the Valley for education. Uh-huh. Did that go into high school too?
No.
What high school did you go to?
I did not go to high school.
Oh, okay. How many years of schooling did you complete?
7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you or anyone in your family attend college?
My youngest sister attended Bluefield State, and she had a degree, bachelor of science degree, I believe that's what it was, and she taught school.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said that you and your husband moved to Roanoke for jobs.
Yes.
And you moved to Roar Avenue. What was your home life like? Was the community? Were you actively involved in your neighborhood? Did you know your neighbors?
I knew my neighbors, but they were, we lived about a half a mile from different ones. Wasn't nobody close up together, but I knew them all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember sitting on the porch in the evening?
Sure.
Would you talk to your neighbors then?
Well, if they would come by, but we were good, I knew them all.
Let's see. Did you or a spouse or children ever serve in the military?
My husband did.
What did he serve? Which war did he serve in?
World War II.
Let's see. This I'll ask you after you moved to Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
What businesses and shops did your family go to?
What business?
Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, where did you go to buy clothes or groceries? Did you go to the market building, the downtown, to go grocery shopping?
Yeah, we most time we raised the garden in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Down at my home in Body Talk County, we raised the garden down there. So we didn't have to go downtown and hunt vegetables and things because we had a garden down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you moved to Roanoke, did you go to the city market?
Sometime, not often. Mm. Yeah.
Where would you go shopping for clothes or just things you needed around
the
house?
We would go downtown and shop at I had an account at Sidney's, Lazarus, all like that, Hieronymus.
So tell me, you say you have an account. What was that like? You would charge, is it?
If I wanted to charge, I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you get downtown? Did you have a car, or did you take the city's transportation?
Take the city transit downtown.
Okay. All right. Was it a big deal to come downtown?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see. Uh-oh. Do you have a favorite childhood memory, a holiday event, or vacation?
I used to visit my aunt that lived in Bland County, and I would go there maybe in the summertime and stay 2 weeks, and then I'd come back home.
And you enjoyed doing that?
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that.
How would you get down to Bland County?
My aunt would come down. They had a car, and they'd come, and I'd go back That's how I'd go.
Was it a special treat for you? Did your sisters go with you too, or did you go by yourself?
I went by myself. And when they went by themselves. Mm-hmm.
Did your aunt have children?
She had one son. Mm-hmm.
That's fun. So you said you worked for the Shenandoah Life Company?
Mm-hmm. Shenandoah Life Insurance.
And what kind of work did you do for them?
I was the cook in the cafeteria.
This has to do with Hurt Park and the Roanoke area. Who were some of the strong community leaders here in Roanoke when you moved here and just living here throughout the years?
I can't remember that.
Like ministers or doctors, or some people have even mentioned like the Undertaker was important to them, to their community. You don't remember?
I don't remember them.
Okay. What would you do for entertainment in Roanoke? For instance, did you ever go to the Ebony Club or to see entertainers perform or to Kaiser's Record Shop or anything like that?
Kaiser's Record Shop. We would buy records at Kaiser's Record Shop. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever go to the movies or anything?
Yes.
Where would you go to the movies when you...
On Henry Street.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the theater?
Virginia Theater.
The Virginia Theater. How has Roanoke changed over the years?
It have changed quite a bit. Like the movies have changed. Like the school have changed. Schools have changed and everything from downtown. My daughter went to where did Levine go high school?
Jefferson.
No, she didn't go to Jefferson. She went to Addison. She went to Booker T, and then she went to Addison. She graduated from Addison in 60.
Did your children go to school during the when they were integrating the schools?
No.
No, that was after they went to school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember when integration happened and how did it...
Oh, yes, I remember, but... I did. My daughter was out of school by that. Was she out of school? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it a big deal in Roanoke when that happened?
I don't think so.
They didn't make a big deal about it. It went pretty smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was it easy for people to find jobs in Roanoke?
Yes. It's more people out of work now in Roanoke than it have been. Most time people had jobs.
When you and your husband moved here, was it very easy for you to find
yes.
work?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, those are really the questions that I have here. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you want to share with us?
No. Okay.
You okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for allowing us to interview Ms. Tolliver. Okay.